From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Monday the United States has declared war on his country. He said North Korea would take counteractions if necessary, including shooting down American warplanes in the region. He said, "We will have every right to make countermeasures, including the right to shoot down the United States strategic bombers, even when they are not inside the airspace border of our country." White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reacted to the minister's words on Monday.
"We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd."
At the Pentagon, spokesman Army Colonel Robert Manning told reporters, "If North Korea doesn't stop their provocative actions, the American military will make sure that we provide options to the president to deal with North Korea. We have the right to fly, sail, and operate where legally permissible around the globe." Republican senators on Monday introduced a bill that, if passed, would create a pathway to citizenship for potentially more than 2 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. If passed, the bill, which would require recipients to remain in a so-called conditional permanent residency for 5 years while either consistently working, studying, or serving in the military. They could then reapply for a second 5-year conditional term. Only after a decade under the program would they be able to have the conditions lifted and obtain full permanent residency, which is a precursor to a citizenship application. Polling data shows Americans overwhelmingly support actions to legalize the immigration status. This is VOA News. The Alternative for Germany, or AfD, D as in Deutschland, party, has pledged to use its platform in parliament to, quote, reclaim the country and its people. The AfD won nearly 14% of the vote in Sunday's election. That gives them 94 seats. Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats won the highest number of votes, but gained their lowest chair in 70 years. She's begun negotiating with other parties to try to form a government, a process that correspondent Harry Ridgewell reports from Berlin could take months.
Many believe the turmoil of the 20th century had immunized Germany from a return of far-right politics. Sunday's result proved them wrong. For its opponents who gathered to protest the result in Berlin, the Alternative for Germany's anti-migrant agenda has parallels with the Nazis' rise to power.
It's the first time since after the war that a racist and neo-Nazi party is in parliament. So that's really worrying to us. This reminds everyone of 1933.
Jewish groups were among those expressing fear at the result. The AfD's co-leader, Alexander Gauland, has previously said Germans should be proud of their military's achievements in World War II. At a news conference Monday, he denied the party is racist. Gauland said there is nothing in the party, in its program, that could or should disturb Jewish people living here in Germany. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
The number of homicides in the United States jumped for a second year in a row last year amid an increase in overall violent crime in the country, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The increases in violent crime were seen across much of the country, with cities large and small reporting increases. About 70% of American cities with at least 20 murders in 2014 reported increases. In the past 2 years, Chicago and Baltimore, the country's two most violent countries, or cities, that is, accounted for 15% of the increase in the number of murders in the country. Chelsea Manning, the former U.S. intelligence analyst convicted of espionage for passing information to WikiLeaks, has been barred from entering Canada. She tried to enter the country on Thursday evening, planning to vacation in Montreal and Vancouver. She was stopped at the border, detained overnight, and then handed a letter saying she was inadmissible on grounds of serious criminality. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.